Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The first Conseil des Ministres under the mandate of Emmanuel Macron will take place at 11 o'clock this morning. The President and his Prime Minister, Edouard Philippe, will sit down with the 22 ministers they appointed yesterday. The ministers come from both left and right-wing backgrounds, including Bruno Le Maire for the economy. Nicolas Hulot and Laura Flessel for sports also come from civil society. Also around the table this morning will be some of Macron's earliest supporters, including Gérard Collomb, who takes over from Matthias Fekl as Minister for the Interior. Gérard Collomb was the first socialist to have publicly lent his support to Emmanuel Macron. Collomb is about to turn 70 and is the long-running Senator-Mayor of Lyon, representing the Parti Socialiste. This is his first government assignment. Collomb has a reputation as being a pioneer for video surveillance, but for a long time until now has been hesitant about harming the police. He now takes over as France's leading cop. Among the many missions that await him, he will have to manage the police for day-to-day security, recruit 10,000 more officers and additional gendarmes, plus bolster intelligence. Gérard Collomb will have his reward today for his loyalty to Macron in the early days after what can only be described as a political thunderclap. One of the first tasks for the new government will be to pass the law on the moralisation of political life as part of Macron's vision to clean up politics. François Bayrou, the new Minister of Justice, has assured that the law will be put to vote ahead of the legislative elections. Francis Helme has been sentenced to life in prison for the murders of two children in Montigny-les-Metz 30 years ago. The serial killer had already been convicted for nine other murders. Helme had always claimed he was innocent when it came to this particular case. He has said he will appeal. In the United States, the Ministry of Justice has appointed a special counsel to investigate potential ties between Russian officials and last year's election campaign. Robert S. Mueller III is a former FBI director. His appointment comes amid mounting pressure from the Democrat Party. Yesterday, the New York Times alleged Donald Trump asked James Comey, the last FBI director, to drop the investigation into links between his team and Russia. Finally, Monaco were officially crowned the football champions of France last night after beating Saint-Étienne 2-0. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.